something in here. Fucking man.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, brother, let's do it.
It's 127. One fucking 27.
What up, guys?
How's it going?
That's a nice background you have today. Fucking thank Kingdom you. Hearts.
My shit.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I really don't care for it.
It's my shit.
Rick
doesn't either, but it's fine.
Hey, I like the aesthetic.
He cares enough to play that shit on the Xbox or PlayStation. I can't remember which one, but he was playing it.
He was trying.
I bought it.
He can't do it.
They had a sale that was every game, including 3, for $30. I was like, wow, I can't beat this deal. And then I booted it up, and I'm like, wow, this game is boring as shit. And then I was like, well, maybe I should just play 2. And then I'm like, God, do I really want to play 2 without playing 1 first? No, I don't want to do that. So I didn't play 2, because 1 was so boring as shit.
That's fine. You shouldn't have played 2 unless you beat 1 anyway.
Man, that's how I feel about Mass Effect as well, which is why I've never played Mass Effect 2.
Oh my god, Mass Effect 2 is the best one.
That's what everyone says.
Oh my god. Yeah. Mass Effect 2 is fucking good.
I'm just gonna have to play it anyways.
I feel for you, Rick. It was the same story for me, man. I missed out on the first Mass Effect. And then by the time 2 rolled around, I was like, God, okay, I can play that. And then I'll play it. And then I never got around to playing it. So
I played 2 on the PS3. Before 1 was even available on the PS3.
I played 2 for a minute, but I never played 1 either.
I played 2 and was convinced I needed to get the trilogy when it came out, and I did.
1 was shit.
It was not very good at all.
Like, that was my introduction to it. I said, no, this is hot garbage. I don't want to go back in this elevator. I don't want to talk to another fucking person. And then I tried playing it years later after 3 was out. So it was poop.
You ever played the first Resident Evil on the Wii?
No.
It's awful.
On the Wii? Is it the remake or the PlayStation?
I don't know. I just know it was Resident Evil. It's awful. It looked awful.
Man, because the Resident Evil remake...
Resident Evil Archives?
I don't know. I just like the first one.
Yeah, that's the only one that was on the Wii.
Yeah, then that one. It was awful.
Well, not the only one that was on the Wii. 4 was on the Wii, and that game was dope.
Yeah, I liked 4. I played 4 a lot on the Wii.
I never played
the Umbrella 4 on the Chronicles.
That's an on the rails shooter.
Yeah.
That's a hard ass game.
I wanted to show one of these things I got for you guys.
Oh, hell yeah.
You ever fucks with a ripple? Pure.
No, what the...
What is a ripple?
Yeah. Well, funny thing, okay, it's got this little top. You pop it. And when you have in here... Our packets...
Is that like little... Like a little drink mixer?
It is a... powder.
Yeah.
It is a THC.
That's the word I was looking
powder.
For.
This basically turns anything into an edible. If you wanted to eat your boogers, you could snort this shit. And it would get in there eventually.
And it would get in there eventually.
Or you can put it in your cup of coffee.
Holy shit. Bug.
And, you know. There's an edible.
I can respect that.
I got the sativa ones because I kind of like a little get up and go in the morning. So it looks like tonight I'll be playing Fortnite for a couple more hours, bros.
Hell yeah. Now,
all nighter, bro.
How many milligrams is each little packet?
10 milligrams. So each one is like your standard edible. You know, like I said, perfect for that little extra boost in the morning. You know?
Hell yeah.
To help sustain your high. Because, you know, when you take an edible, it takes a little while to kick in, right? So usually I smoke a little bit and take an edible in the morning to just kind of kickstart my day.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if I could function if I took an edible in the morning. That might not. Edibles knock me on my ass.
Yeah, but you're making them yourself, man, and they're knocking you guys on your ass, dude. You pick up like some 10 milligram, like
gummy. Yeah, like do an actual dose instead of just doing way too much, like you like to do.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it might be all right.
You know, I was actually thinking about getting one of those ripple things and just dumping it all into my drink.
Yeah, so, I mean, that makes
sense. That makes that's sense. What
sounds
I would like do.
Y'all
yeah.
are crazy.
I take a 10-milligram gummy and I'm just like, nothing ever happens.
Mix it with your ulti energy.
Oh, no. You know, that's my problem. I get one of those packs of gummies. And, you know, it's like 200 milligrams and 10 milligrams of gummy. And I'm like, oh, this gummy's good. Yeah, I eat all the gummies. And then I'm, you know, begging for my life, fighting the devil.
No.
That's me.
No.
They're not me. Don't do it.
Yeah. Man.
But they are candy.
True, but they're medicinal. But
they are candy. What about in the places they're recreational? Now they're just candies.
See if I'm all right.
Damn, grown-up candies.
You know, my place has cheese balls.
Oh, what?
And like, do I want to try the cheese balls? Because I don't know if I could limit myself on the cheese balls. I'd probably eat the whole bag of cheese balls.
Don't do it. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
I'd eat the whole bag of cheese balls, dude. Don't feel bad.
When it comes to edibles, I mean, like, I don't blame you.
When it comes to edibles, I go in, go all in, or I don't go in at all.
Hell yeah, Johnny. Hell yeah, brother.
That's my... Make two packs for guys just like you. It's like 20 milligrams per gummy, two gummies, and you go, yeah, man, I'll eat the whole pack. And then it's like, hey, that was actually nice.
What type man. Of a small pack for a big guy?
Them gummies do be tasting good.
Yeah.
I get belted into the couch.
Yeah. That's exactly what happens, too.
And have the pizza bring me back to life, man.
Yeah. I'll be sitting there, Donnie, like, you want to go dab? And I look at Donnie, like, I don't even know if I can get up. Like, me and this couch, we've bonded. Like, we've formed one sentient being. I thought your mic screen there was a bowler cap for a minute. That's what I say. Look very deaf.
Would Rick be sitting there and he'd be like, you ever going to dab? I'm like, I thought I just dabbed. No, this motherfucker dabbed two times. And I'm sitting there in a trance like, oh, shit. All right.
I also picked up and ate the cookies.
Hell yeah.
$4.20.
No, you can't fucking beat that, man.
Yeah. This is my first 420 with like a medicinal card to go across the river and buy whatever I want.
Hell yeah.
You know.
I saw that picture. They look pretty crowded nice. As fuck too.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. That's pretty nice. I got some Lebanese hash in this cool little, pretty little jar. Actually, I'll show you. I don't know, you can't really see it.
Oh, shit.
That was pretty like, fucking cool at bottom, though. Oh, damn. Shit, little hash pucks.
Dude, it's these little rocks, bro. These little fucking chunks, man, that are just gnarly as fuck.
Only thing I can think of when I see hash is the Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, yeah.
They used to trade those little hash pucks to get shit from people. Like,
give them free hash.
Yeah. That shit was great. When they paved the driveway in hash.
Yeah.
And was just cutting out little squares.
Yeah, like, here you go, man.
That shit was hilarious.
Hash is pretty fucking great.
I've had some before. I liked it.
I'm a hash fan. Fucking Dave used to get it dirt cheap.
I found the same exact glass that Julian, like, literally always carries at, like, this thrift store one time. So I bought it, and I went Julian one year for Halloween.
I love it.
I had a whiskey and Coke, but I told everybody it was rum and Coke. Drink rum and Coke. But I snuck whiskey in there instead because rum just doesn't do it for me like that.
Yeah, you made the better choice.
Oh, no, I'm a fan of rum.
I like rum, too.
No, I was a whiskey guy. And, you know, I'm going to be honest. I just drank whatever was there.
You were an alcohol guy, huh?
Yeah.
You just like to overdo everything you do. That's it, huh?
Sometimes.
Let me do these two globs real quick, and then I'll get right on that.
All right, I
might. Check this guy out, too.
Oh, hell yeah. Those distillate darts are great.
Hell yeah.
That's the, kind of fucked their logo up a little bit, but Dark Horse.
Oh, that's so cool. Dark Horse?
Yeah. They had some Dark Horse dabs. Remember that, man?
These guys were one of the, sponsors on the Stone Ninja Joint Fun Book.
Hey, oh, that's awesome.
About that. Is that like a coloring book?
Yeah. It is like a coloring book, very much so.
I do like the color.
Yeah.
I'm about to color the fuck out of that thing.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I had fun going through and doing like all of the puzzles and stuff in one. So had to make sure.
Just a full-ass activity book.
Yeah, when you're gonna get, like, you know, 300 copies of an activity book made, you gotta make sure those activities work.
Yeah.
That was
right.
Oh, man, I've gotta...
Damn, I gotta color, and...
I gotta go through this...
Through this maze.
Damn it, there's no exit.
It was coming up kind of like basic. It was one of the things where Greg like was like, okay, look, it's this style maze. It's a pipe. You pick the pipe that you go in, and you follow that pipe through the thing, and it comes out, and then you either come out where you're supposed to, or you run into something at a dead end or whatever, right?
Right.
So it was kind of looking a little bit plain when it was first out there, and it was like designed to basically split up the group. Okay, like these guys go here and these guys go here, and then they end up different areas. And I was like, okay, well, it's a pipe maze, so wouldn't it be really fun to make it like the Mario Brothers kind of like pipes?
Hell yeah.
And in the thing, you can find some, like, fire flowers, and, like, little, like, mushroom head power-ups. And I was like, oh, wait, you know what else goes good with sewers? I was like, throw a couple of fucking turtles and a rat in there somewhere.
Hell yeah.
Fucking sure enough. So, like, when you guys get them, you'll see, like, all the cool stuff there in the maze was kind of almost an afterthought. It was like, ooh, wouldn't this be fun? And it was one of the really cool...
Gotta spice this thing up a little
bit.
Like,
that's awesome.
There's, like, some, like, messages to decode and stuff like that, so... It was fun to do. It was really fun to like put it all together. I'm excited to see what you guys think of it.
I'm excited to fucking see it, man.
Did you almost throw up just now, man?
No, I didn't almost throw up. I was coughing, and I was hoping that I wasn't going to be that loud, but I was so loud that Donnie picked it up.
Oh, shit.
And so my mute was ineffective.
Oh, man.
Because you still fucking heard. You heard it through someone else's microphone.
I was like, is this man just throw up?
Yeah. just to fuck off.
Oh, man.
Man, I want to get some packets of the little powder and put it in my mashed potatoes.
Yo, see, you know what we should do?
Like literally anything.
Man.
Sprinkle it on your lasagna like some goddamn Parmesan, man.
Season your chicken with it.
That would be great.
Oh, delicious.
Get it hot and ready and just dump like 2 or 3 packets on a slice.
I'm not a big fan of the hot and ready.
We had hot and ready today.
Yeah. I'll eat it. It's okay.
I'm not a fan of it.
I'm a big fan because it's cheap and it's hot and ready.
Like, if it's super, super fresh, I'm down.
Well, this is what I do is I put in an order for basically a hot and ready. And then you, like, order it for pickup through the app. And, they will make it fresh for your order. And then you'll get like a message when it's ready. Like, it'll be like, okay, it'll be ready in about 30 minutes. And when it's like, I'm fucking ready, like, you'll get a message like, hey, it's fucking ready. And you just go up and you put your number in the little fucking thing and it's like, boop, hot and ready.
Hell yeah.
Hot and ready.
You know? I like hot and ready fresh.
It's still like the McDonald's of pizza, but I gotta love the Red Wings and the Illich family. They started with Little Caesars, and now they've done a lot of pretty good things for the Detroit area. So we'll see. Represent.
Hell yeah, man. It's good fresh, it's good a day old, it's good 3 days old, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
I eat it whenever.
About 3 days is the limit, though.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I'll eat it 3 days later, is what I'm saying. It's
Yeah, after that it kind of turns into a brick.
Yeah.
And even the crust is, like, questionable on day two, so watch out.
It's true. Man,
out there like life tips, guys.
Because it's cheap pizza, so you'll probably end up with a lot of it at some point.
Yeah.
Although they're not $5 anymore; they're $6.50.
Oh man.
Yes, you might as well get the one with all the extra toppings.
That threw me off. I was like, well, that's not as good of a deal. The crazy bread is $4.49 with or without the sauce, which is $1 on its own.
That's fucked up.
That's crazy. That's literally crazy. That's
awesome. Yeah. I'm like, listen, you guys are not... You're not fancy pizza. You're cheap in here pizza. Okay? Can you please go back to being... cheap in here price. Like McDonald's, like seeing how much a McDouble costs now? Holy shit, damn near $4?
Yeah, man.
Shit, I hate to see how much it costs to add that extra piece of cheese back. holy fuck.
Yes, sir. We can do it, but it's $7.99 at that point. For a McDouble.
Fucking. Weed's cheap. That's good, at least.
True.
So,
that's the problem.
The versus system, Rick, what's that about?
Oh, that... Well, I don't know so much what the new one is. Because it's a deck-building game now. But it used to be a Marvel and DC card game. Made by Everdeck. It's still made by Everdeck. But now it's just you buy whatever expansion and everything's playable out of the box.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and they got Mortal Kombat coming.
Oh, snap.
Yes, yeah, it's only $35.99.
Yeah, I'm about
like to... from their website.
And it come with all the cards.
Yeah, it comes with 200 cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, featuring over 25 characters from Mortal Kombat 11.
And Mortal Kombat 11 had a lot of characters.
Yeah.
Where's our 12 announcement? What the fuck?
Yeah, that didn't happen, huh?
No. Man, I need them to just come out and say this is the next gen MK trilogy. Here's every character. We know we're getting the 3D characters. Give me every character. Yeah, well, he said the next game will have the 3D characters. We need fucking the Stone Ninja, like that one variant. Because that was fucking dope.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
That would be sweet.
We'll just make him a darker green than Reptile.
Although, it would be cool to have, like, the Mortal Kombat version and, like, almost like a cel-shaded comic book actor.
Yeah, that'd be fucking cool, too.
Oh, dude, like... comic book accurate Fortnite
version. I'm a fan of the way Fortnite mixes in anime skins. Oh, Attack on Titan is in Fortnite now. And out of all the anime crossovers, this one's probably the worst. The ODM gear is pretty good.
It's the best thing I think that's came out.
Yeah. But gear, I finally learned how to do the attacks with it. Yeah,
it's so fun.
Oh, dude, when you pop on them, dude, it's like, what the
hell? It's like, what now? Hell yeah.
And then you, like, bounce back up.
Man. Listen, I would say the ODM gear is my favorite of all the anime shit, but the Nimbus Cloud was really fucking good.
Yes.
The Nimbus Cloud was fucking amazing. And, like, and you and I would I'll have you know you said it was garbage at first.
Well, I was wrong by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, in his defense, he says everything is garbage at first.
This motherfucker.
Yeah, that's true.
Donnie's
garbage. It sucks that that's the defense.
Yeah. I came for you, and he said, this motherfucker. Yeah, this will be the last time I help you out, motherfucker.
I'll remember this.
You motherfuckers.
Got it on. It's on the internet now, too. He'll hear that. He'll know forever.
I know. Fucking
watch next time you get down to Fortnite. You ain't getting back up.
Don't expect me to come get you.
That breaks my heart.
To be fair, Donnie, he's probably way too far from you to get him anyway.
Fair enough.
Wow. Listen, I don't wander that much. Okay?
The fuck?
Although when I did get that killed playing with Stoned earlier, he's like, yeah, wow, you're real far.
No, you got that Twitch. You don't only wander in the game. Here's you on the game wandering around the house.
Damn.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah, I do wander around the house complaining. Listen, that Switch is fucking nice, man.
When I'm playing, I play a lot of solo action, and so, like, I'm just kind of, like, wandering around myself. It takes me a couple of games to get in that mentality of, okay, like...
Oh, wait, I'm on a team.
Pay attention where they're going.
Yeah.
And so I end up just kind of, I'm like, ooh, I'm just going to follow Rick around, and I'll pick up some stuff here and there. And he's always kind of going towards the trouble anyway. So why not?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I usually try to just stay with Rick, too, because I know how he is.
I like running off, but I don't run off too far, you know? I run off, get 9 kills, and come back.
Makes me actually really, really miss Rock Reels.
Yeah.
That shit was fun.
Oh, my God.
That was a fun area.
Because you just, like, drop there and kind of hang out, and it's like, oh, I'm going to just hop over this hill really quick. Pow, pow, pow. Kill a whole team. Come on. How's it going over here? Oh, yeah, we killed the team that came in.
It was like an intersection. Everybody came through there.
Yep.
I felt Rocky Reels to me was a lot of, all right, I've landed, I'm dead. Oh, I've landed, and I'm dead.
You always landed on top of that fucking big-ass screen.
That's the best place to land.
No, it's not.
Thank you.
I'd land every fucking time, buddy.
No,
I'm getting that chest. Okay. I'm getting that chest. I know exactly where that chest is. I'm going for it.
There was this little building that had, like, a safe in it, and, like, you could pop one of the walls, and it would go to a secret chest, and then sometimes there was another secret chest in the other area, and you could go through there and get those two, and then break through the thing, and then there was, like, a safe down there, and usually, like, that's when the registers and stuff like that were starting.
Damn. To
roll. You tell us about this, like, now that it's all gone?
That's the best time for you to know.
That little spot. I landed there every fucking time. You guys had to see me land there.
I probably knew it was there. I just don't know.
But the thing is you had that cover while you were landing, so you could grab, like, 2 or 3 weapons. Hopefully they were good ones. And then you could pop out that door right there. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
In Tilted Towers, there's this, like, little secret room. And you could go behind there. And it's like, it has 4 walls.
Hey, and well, I'm thinking about it, Donnie.
What?
Next week, like, maybe your poll could be Fortnite. Which area do you think they're going to fuck up for the next season and turn into something else?
Hell yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, the poll shit. Line. Speaking of the poll, what was the winner of the poll, Donnie?
Well, hold on. I told him we weren't talking about it until the next episode.
Oh, all right, my bad.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Because this episode wasn't, you know.
Yeah, let this one ride. It hasn't had time. You got to post it up again. Air or something like that. See what's up.
I haven't really had any of those that I know of.
I had some that you've had, and you can vote it up.
Well, the only one I can really think of that I've actually had is, like, gelato or, like, white rhino.
I ain't never had a white rhino. That sounds dope.
Yeah, Ricky Moore's really like white rhino.
Green crack.
Yeah,
green
crack.
Green
on the list.
Green crack is good.
But other than that, it's always just, hey, it's just pot, man.
It's just pot, man.
I guarantee you one of the times that you got just pop, man, it was Blue Dream.
Yeah.
That's a really popular one right now.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck out of that.
Absolutely. And Blue Dream is fucking great.
Yeah.
There's a reason it's so fucking popular. You probably had Gorilla Glue as well.
Yeah, that was popular. AG4.
Number 4.
Yeah.
I'm sure the shit you're getting now is some sort of runts.
J gelato is really good, though.
That OG fish.
Gelato has been a favorite of mine for a while. One of the first... Back when Wax came in fucking... When you got Shatter, when you got an ounce of it, it came on a big old fucking slab. And I used to keep a slab in my fucking... the freezer portion of my mini fridge. And one of the first... slabs I got was gelato.
Huh.
Gelato 33, I think. And that shit was good as fuck.
Yeah, I was a fan.
Yeah. Fucking. There's a lot of good gelatos. One of the ones I had right before Donnie got here was blue gelato. That shit was rough, though. Like, those were the dabs that punched you in the fucking face. When you dabbed. That shit, oof. You, yeah. You getting any weed for 420?
Who?
You? They have any Delta shit on sale?
I didn't go looking.
Man.
I was working.
All the smoke shops around me, well, the ones that I've shopped at, you know, they sign you up for them stupid little mailing lists. All sent me shit. Our Delta 8's on sale today. I'm like, oof. Just go get real weed.
This shit still sell here?
Yeah, man. The fucking gang, the party store.
It's for old people, man. It's for old people that want to smoke Reggie's.
Yeah, yeah,
because this
right.
New bud is too fucking crazy for them.
you're absolutely
They're
right.
Trying to get together with their buddies and smoke a joint and talk shit. They don't want to sit there like we do and get fucking couch locked watching SpongeBob for 5 hours. You know? Like, that's not what old folks want.
You're absolutely right.
Hell yeah.
Look at this little guy. Look at you. That's
out
that syringe thing.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a big old dab, though.
Look at me.
Holy cannolis.
Holy shit.
Can do. Lego.
And he took that in just one blast right there. Like a fucking dragon. Yeah, he reminded me of Popeye when he shot
Popeye
it up.
The Sailor Moon.
Yeah, the Sailor Moon. Beepity beepity.
Who do you think will win in a fight? Yeah. Sailor Moon or Goku?
Sailor Moon.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you think will win in a fight? Stone Ninja or Popeye?
That's a good question.
Basically, somebody keyed me into, or I thought about it or something. But basically, Stone Ninja's Popeye. He's like just a modern day version of Popeye. He takes his spinach and he fucking wee, and he gets got the powers to save the fucking day.
I don't know, man. Popeye the Sailor Man tore a car apart once with his hands.
Cut a car in half with a sword, probably.
That's with his bare hands, though.
Oh, well.
We just chop off his fucking hands. And now
well, you would think
shit.
So, but like when he eats his spinach and he gets this fucking weird mutation, can you cut through that easily? Is this like, you know?
Oh, I don't know what that mutation is, but right above that mutation, it's still skinny. You could cut that off easily.
I want somebody to make a fucking like fan clip of like Stone Ninja versus Popeye now. It'd be fucking dope.
Oh yeah, Popeye would—he's just get chopped up.
His strongest feat, without the aids of any buffs, is likely when he destroyed a bridge with his bare hands by lifting it and slamming it down repeatedly. And oh yeah, yeah,
wow.
That
was Popeye.
Yeah, Popeye the Sailor Man.
He destroyed a bridge.
Doesn't he live in a garbage can?
Yeah.
No.
What? And he turned on the heater and burned off his Peter.
Yeah, no, that's just some shit kind of like, you know, the Batmobile lost its wheel and the Joker got away shit, you know?
Oh, I thought that shit happened too.
Batman smells. Yeah, Jingle Bells, Batman smells.
Let's be honest. Do you think he washes that suit? I mean,
dry clean only, which means it's dirty.
After a night of fucking fighting crime, that suit smells.
Yeah.
Batman got some ball funk.
Ah, man, it's made of a material that's very easy to clean.
Wicks away the sweat.
You know, Alfred was more than happy to do it for like the last 80-something years now.
Fucking right away, Mr. 90? Bruce. Fucking.
Master Bruce, I seem to have gotten stuck in the washing machine.
Man.
Okay. It's just Alfred in some booty shorts.
Let me just grab you right here.
What? Man.
I got the wrong Batman
movie. Robin. Robin. Get that in here.
Man, there's a Batman porno, and it was pretty weird. So it was not Batman XXX. And I'm not ashamed to admit that I watched it. It was just weird, though. It was decent acting. Like, it was like a 1960s episode of Batman, but they all took their dicks out. That was the awkward part. Like, oh, Batman, put that away.
Sorry,
you always,
man.
You always be finding this weird ass porn.
Yeah, well, parody porn was a popular thing back in the day. I saw the fucking Brady Bunch porn as well. There was a Bewitched porn.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. A Star Wars porn.
Like a lot of the classics, then.
Yeah, just.
Well, I mean, every story is really about fucking.
What about Lord of the G String?
Yeah, I've seen that.
G String?
That was like a Skinamax flick.
Yeah, that was an HBO movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they were competing on that softcore porn for a minute. And I'd have Cartoon Network on the last channel so I could just, if I heard somebody coming.
Man, I will never fucking forget when I worked at fucking Comcast and people would call in, hey, why do I got a $600 bill? What?
You rented porn.
You rented just hours and hours of porn.
You rented backdoor MILFs number 9, 10, and 11.
And you wanted...
You got to get the trilogy.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to know how the saga ends.
Yeah.
We don't want to leave any story unfinished.
It never ends. It never ends.
What?
I heard they're up to 49.
Oh, man.
Kind of like Final Fantasy. It's never the final one.
They're looking forward to 69. That's going to be a really big...
Yeah.
Big episode.
Really big. Yeah.
That's the one. That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Better have that pre-order. For.
Man, I couldn't believe people really spent that fucking kind of money. Like, and it's like, it told us the fucking names of the film and everything, too. So if they asked, and we had to read it to them, they're like, you can't cuss on the phone, but if they ask you the name of a title and it's in there. And so they played a fucking sample call of it. And the lady... You hear this little old lady say, yeah, you got Backdoor Bitches 7. And it was literally something just like that. And I was like, I cannot fucking believe this. I hope I get calls like this all the time.
Did you ever get any?
No. Oh, I got a lot about why is my bill so high. Well, you're subscribed to the Playboy channel. You're subscribed to the Brazzers channel. You're subscribed to the fucking... Girls Gone Wild channel. You have every porn channel we offer, plus hundreds of dollars in just rented hours of porn. The hub is free. You got the internet. Use that.
You're getting internet from us, too. Why are you doing this?
That's
It's those old motherfuckers again. Alright? They don't want to get on the internet.
You're right.
They want to pay for their porn like every other American should.
Yeah. Man, I once got into a Twitter argument. It was a porn star. Because I jokingly said, who pays for porn, do I? And she just sent an army of people after me. Oh, look, this guy's a juggalo. That means he's stupid. Tell him how dumb he is, guys.
I'm stupid, and you're the one paying for porn. All right.
And,
I guess you would know. I guess you would know.
That shit's been three since 93, man.
Yeah. Yeah, been free my whole life. Just fucking porn. Well, I guess not my whole life. But, the whole time I had the internet. The internet's a weird place. Like, how much shit we could do on the internet now compared to, like, in the 90s and shit.
And we just use it to watch stupid videos and porn.
Yeah, stupid videos are so accessible to us now. It's just, it's like, it doesn't even faze you anymore. You're like, wow, I'm watching horrific things. Like, these are
people. Catch yourself after like a fucking hour of just noise coming from your phone. Look up and like, oh shit, what the fuck?
I watched this guy get set on fire. That was a funny video. No, that poor man's on fire.
Ha ha, dumbass.
Man,
put it in reverse, Terry.
That is so funny. Like, what are you doing, Terry? Put it in reverse. Go back.
That's just wild. Classic.
Why was he even right there? Why would you light that firework for him right there? He just wanted to see the wick get lit.
That's like the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer of 4th of July. Put it in reverse, Terry.
Man, I saw this other 4th of July video of this guy who just was lit an M80 and was just holding it in his hand. And then it fucking blew his hand off.
Damn.
And he was shocked. He's like, half my hand's gone.
Yeah, instead of being like, oh, that poor guy, we're all like, look at this dumbass. Aww. You know?
I'm gonna like this. I want to see more of this.
It's true. You know, it's crazy how kids and shit are with technology now.
Like, oh my god.
Kids wouldn't have been able to survive fucking the 90s. And I know every generation says that, but like, it's extra true now.
Oh yeah.
Like, these kids are so babied by technology. And that includes my fucking kids, you know.
Yeah, mine are too. But I mean, it's made them kind of like they're pretty smart.
Yeah, they are smart. And, you know, I will say I thought I was a little dumb as a kid.
Yeah. I know kids. I was dumb.
And me too.
My kids definitely are little smart asses, but man, you take like my daughter's phone away from her, and it's dead. End of the world. I might as well just end it all, Dad. Whoa, holy fuck. How did we jump to that conclusion?
My niece says that shit a lot.
Like, are you aware of just...
Like, dude, you shouldn't say shit like that. That's awful.
That is awfully dramatic. Like, holy shit.
Especially over the small thing. You know?
I made it to like my mid 20s before I even had a piece of shit cell phone.
Yeah, I made it to my early 20s.
No, I got one when I was like 16, 15.
Me too. I was like 16 or 15.
Nah, man. I was fucking in college. Fucking. I got my first flip phone.
I think I graduated college, if I'm not mistaken.
I had one of them cool sidekick kind of deals, like you could slide it up and there's like a full keyboard.
Oh shit, yeah, that wasn't even a thing yet when I got mine.
That was a sweet ass phone. Well, the first phone I ever had was that one of them fucking Nokia phones, alright? The big gray boys, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used that motherfucker. I played hacky sack with that thing.
My first phone was a Samsung. And it was a flip phone without a camera. And it was on AT&T, but it was before AT&T was AT&T. They were singular. It was, I don't know how I remember that, but it was an okay phone. It made good phone calls. I was like, wow, I can make phone calls and text. Texting fucking sucked on those phones.
And I took my phone to school one time. We weren't allowed to have our phones at school. They'd take them for the whole school year. No matter what your fucking parents said, they'd take them. And I'd always have it hidden. And well, this kid, he said, hey, can I use your phone? I'll take it in the bathroom and call my mom to come pick me up. I was like, you know what? We're cool, you know. Go ahead. He brings my phone back and, you know, unlock it. And it's on fucking Pornhub.
Whoa.
And I'm just like, you know, I just put my phone on my desk. I'm like, I don't want to fucking touch that. Well, that same day, I fucking traded it for a fucking DS.
And look at that. Just like that, we got a fucking Dooney story.
Hell yeah.
When the guy took his phone and jerked off on it.
It took porn and cell phones to bring this up.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd feel if someone handed me back my fucking cell phone and porn was open. I'm not upset that you were looking at porn, but
at this point in time, anytime I touch somebody's phone, I'm like, man, they watch porn on this thing.
And it's not the fact that you watch porn on it, it's the fact that you beaten it. You know? Yeah, what if... Oh,
that's my phone.
You gotta properly sanitize, you know...
That's my porn tool, you know?
You know?
We've talked a lot about jerking off and porn.
Yeah, well, you know, it's...
I think we should go back to Stone Age versus Popeye.
Damn, we went from Stone Age versus Popeye to fucking rubbing it out.
My bad. I don't know how.
Cause you said you watched the Batman porn movie. Oh no, cause oh. Alfred was stuck in the washing machine in some booty shorts.
You know. Alfred will get there every time, man.
Yeah, he will.
Cleaning out what? That bat suit, that sweaty bat funk.
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah.
You didn't have time to stop and take the suit off to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, what does Batman do when he's got to take his shit? Like, he's just fighting crime, like, I'm going to get you.
He's got a thing in the suit where, like, it just, like,
sucks the shit out of his ass.
And it pinches off for him. You know, it's very, like, contoured to his ass.
Is it like a vacuum?
The bat cave opens up, okay?
And he just leaves little guano like, droppings around.
It's like this, and it opens up, and then it pinches it off.
I just picture, like, I picture Batman waiting up in the shadows above someone, and just his little bat poop bones. Oh, what's that?
Guano. It's guano, yes.
Oh, man.
That's why there's like, oh, wow, there's a lot of guano at this scene.
Why is there shit everywhere?
You know, if you were Peter Parker, you'd have to shit off a building, too. I would.
As you're swinging, just let it loose. Look, damn, now we're talking about poop.
Think about being upside down and just shit. Like, you'd have to experience these things.
No way.
Like, no.
Pull off, though.
Yeah.
I guess if you've got the agility and flexibility of Spider-Man, you could invert in a way where your ass is still pointed that way. Put a log out there.
Oh, God.
And you can web it in the face, you know?
Oh, God.
Catch it before it touches the ground.
Hanging from the webbing, though, there would have to be a webbing involved. I can't do that off of the wall unless you're shitting onto the wall or if it's into a window. You can do it on the wall into a window, I feel like, inverted. Just like a little
imagine opening your fucking blinds and there's Spider-Man shitting into your open window. Oh, hell no. Bad Spider-Man. Spider-Man is a menace. I can imagine the headlines J. Jonah would.
Spider-Man is a menace, dude.
Oh, yeah. You know, Superman's got to do that shit, too, flying through the fucking sky like that. Especially most powerful being in the fucking world. His shit might kill someone, though. Like, his fucking butthole might like shoot out rockets, man.
Comes in handy as a farm boy, so he can fly basically anywhere in the world in like seconds. So theoretically, you know.
I can't fucking breathe over here.
It's just another meteorite.
They never have to shit.
It'll burn up in atmosphere. Burns him up in atmosphere. He's Superman.
That's what Joe Dirt was eating off of. Superman.
That's true.
Entirely possible. They didn't.
That's not a meteorite.
For kryptonite.
Fucking. They never shit in horror movies either. Like, imagine going up to kill someone and just.
Oh, they poop. They poop, all right.
I guess it's some, but...
Can you imagine the fact you're hog shitting?
The hog shitting?
Yeah, like a big-ass fucking boulder.
A boulder? Wait, no. Oh, the Hulk! Yeah.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
Super poops.
Would they be green? Like, just green fucking rocks sunken into there?
They'd be super fucking radiated.
Like, what is this? This new element we found.
Poops that make you mad.
Hulk poops are the secret to faster than light travel.
Look, we found kryptonite! A big old chunk of man, it's deep. It's a little mushy. I don't
think. Fuck.
Kids are their Hulk size.
Oh, man. A goddamn nuclear bomb.
Nuclear. That's funny. Yeah. That's good.
Well,
see what you did there.
Well, listen. The way I came up with that is I was at fucking Universal Studios or something with Dave, and his uncle was in there taking a nasty ass shit, and you could hear him grunting and farting, and it was loud, and you could hear it fucking splashing into the bowl. And he came out and he said, "I was dropping fucking bombs in there, boys." And I said, "Yeah, that's a nuclear fucking bomb." Jesus fucking Christ. Like, It was a big open bathroom, and it still stunk. I don't know what the fuck that guy ate, but he came out like 30 pounds later. Sounded like he gave birth in that bowl. Fucking. Is Mickey Mouse like the main character of Kingdom Hearts?
No.
He should be.
I mean, he's a big, big part.
I mean, he's Mickey fucking Mouse.
Yeah.
What about Cinderella?
Yeah, she's a pretty big part.
I don't like it.
Like, it's not like she's there a lot. She's like, they've got her asleep kind of thing. Like, what it is like the seven princesses of heart, you know, they use their hearts to open Kingdom Hearts so that all of the heartless can, I don't know. They dude's want trying the heart, to darkness, so. Darkness, darkness, darkness.
So, explain the new shoes.
New shoes? I don't know about the new shoes yet. Wait, he's not in that world anymore, I don't think.
Okay. So, this is a different world. Different world, different shoes.
I haven't really played through the DLC for 3 yet. But, I own it. I'll play it eventually.
Hey. You guys see they got a Twisted Metal show coming out?
Yeah, I don't know about it.
I don't know. It could be me.
They'll get the controls wrong.
Ooh, they did in the fucking game. Oof.
David Jaffe. That's just poor game design.
He did not like that Metroid game. I haven't played that Metroid game, but I've been playing a lot of the fucking Switch.
It's good as fuck.
You know what game's kind of a letdown? New Pokemon Snap. And I think it's because, you know, I just looked at it through nostalgia glasses.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
I'm not a little fucking kid anymore excited to see Charmander.
Let me take these pictures of these Pokemon.
Yeah, because not...
He ain't talking shit, but he always been doing shit beside me in the bathroom. Click, 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 click.
Yeah, what, man? Do you see how he just throws me under the bus like that?
Hey, man, he had your back earlier.
You fucking,
you fucking threw his hand away. He said, fuck you, I don't need your help. Wow. So now he's going to throw you under that bus.
It's coming from all sides. Yeah, today.
Take that.
Jeez. Wow. You know. Alright, so I have been playing it a lot, but it's just. It takes a lot to unlock the next level, and I'm just trying to fucking finish it. You know, I've been playing Pokemon Diamond and Pearl. You haven't played that yet? Diamond and Pearl is how Pokemon games should be. Like,
playing that one.
You know why?
I am playing that one.
You know why? Because you're an old man. And you ain't got time to be roaming around an open world to catch Pokemon. You want to go in the tall grass and get a random one.
Yeah, you're right. I do.
You don't got time for all this newfangled business that these young whippersnappers do because you're old.
Wow. You know, now that you put it in perspective, you're absolutely right. I'm an old man and I hate change.
Yeah.
And you know, they're changing too much of it, damn it.
I heard some music at work tonight, right? And it was like, I don't even think I would call it music.
Damn.
Like, and I was like, you know, and that's saying something, because I like some weird shit, you know? But this was like barely any like music, like instrument wise, you know? And then, like, the vocals were just, like, low groans.
Oh.
And I was like, this sounds like something you would listen to if you were about to skin me and then wear me around your house for a few hours.
What the fuck?
And that chick was like, that's what you get from this? I'm like, yes, that's what I'm pulling from this, is I'm about to be skinned alive. And you're going to wear me around your house.
That sounds awful.
It was bad. I was not a fan. And I love weird music.
Well, on that fucking note, we've fucking ran over a little bit here, but fuck it. Fucking thebrooklynbeatdown.com has all of our fucking links on there, so fucking click them and fuck it.
Click them links.
What?
Donnie? What about that poll, man? The
social. Oh yeah, y'all get on that Facebook, Brooklyn Beatdown. Couldn't click that poll. Check it out. What weed strand have you all tried?
Yeah, we talk about it next week. Can they add a fucking thing if it's not on there?
No, only we can add. I tried to get it that way, but that's not an option.
All right.
Comments.
Yeah.
Hit that comments, man. If there's one up there, it's not your style.
Yeah.
Comments, man. It gets the likes. It gets the what's ups.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll fucking add that shit. And then, of course, fucking SlinkyCast. SlinkyCast.com?
Yeah, SlinkyCast.com. It's going kind of slow right now, though. I don't feel comfortable doing one by myself. I feel like, you know, who the fuck wants to hear just me talk? So, yeah, as soon as I can get another guest, I'll get another episode up.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Stoned.Ninja. All your Stoned Ninja goods.
And StonedNinja.com.
Yeah, StonedNinja.com. That's the automated site where you can get, like, all the kind of...
like a mug. Like a sweet mug.
You can get a sweet mug.
That beautiful shirt that man is wearing.
You can get... Stone
yeah.
Throw pillow that you can throw.
That's it's getting hot dope. Outside. This man has swimwear.
Oh, hell yeah.
And a portable speaker.
For the ladies, too.
A portable speaker? What?
Yeah, well, he's got a portable speaker. Yeah.
Wear it, to be honest.
StoneNinja.com's got everything you could ever want.
Hell yeah.
I fucking love it.
Go get it.
Except for a bath towel, you need to work on that.
Actually, there is a special currently on the digital comics. 1, 2, and 3 are available for $1 a piece.
While supplies last.
While supplies last.
Yeah. Fucking, don't sleep on that either. I fucking bought that shit. They're fucking great comics.
Be good. Get them right there. It's the easiest way.
Gotta take my signed copies out.
Yeah.
I need to do that. You're right.
Yeah, I fucking jumped right out. When I found out I could open it on my cell phone, hell yeah.
I'll read it on my tablet.
Fucking, and we got merch too, but that's all at thebrooklynbeatdown.com. Fucking.
Go fondle those shirt. Links.
Yeah.
Down shirt, man. That jumps sick.
Hell yeah. Thank you. And if you fucking hit subscribe, subscribe to our Spotify if you can. Please and thank you.
Spotify that shit.
If you hit subscribe on the fucking website, you'll get notified whenever we update shit. So, peace, love, and chicken grease and all that fucking shit, you guys.
Toodle.